Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah help.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Producer Andy's not having any of our crap. Welcome to the RSL show. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
I'm Mitch.
You said you'd never come back.
I know.
Yeah, you did too. Say that.
You did say that. I'm still mad.
Vehemently.
I missed you.
No,
guys.
Let's rehash this. I'm mad.
I'm back because you lost my goodbye episode. It's the only reason I'm back.
Dude, that was crazy.
That was great. Andy, I remember Andy calling me like, dude, you're not going to believe this. And Jake's going to be so pissed.
It's the only time that Jake teared up on the show.
I did tear up.
He got emotional.
Do you want to rehash why I left?
Why'd you leave? What?
Are we going to talk about this?
Because he's sick of working with you.
Do we want to talk about the drama? There was no drama.
There was no drama.
No.
We all were not friends for years. Yeah, we stopped talking. We never talked to each other.
Yeah. Everyone moved away.
When did I stop being on the show?
2020?
2020.
Mm-hmm. Perfect time to bounce.
No, a lot of it, I was just so burned out.
Well, I mean.
So burned out. And like I had put so much energy into this that I started noticing other things in my life slipping and decided that I couldn't let things like that slip anymore. And very specifically my career. So I've spent the last couple of years just focusing on work, and it's been wild not focusing on what people care about on Twitter or what Reddit is saying, or
it's very nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It's been real nice. But I had this moment like last year, for those of you that don't know, my beautiful wife is pregnant.
Hey,
and I didn't know that.
Yeah, weird, right? No, as I was thinking about it, like RSL has been such a huge part of my life and a massive part of Braxton's life, and I want it to be a part of new child. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl yet, so
it's not because you know missed your friends at all,
Glenn.
Or, you know,
no, but I do want you. Holes. Whoa. In my baby's life too.
We're still on KSL.
We're all still busy. You know how to mute beep things.
but no, there's a new development. Andy doesn't like to beep things.
I know he's always hated beeping things.
But you have to beep
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you have to go back, since this is an old school episode, you gotta go put the cat meow over
it.
Oh.
And we have to go, sorry, Bill.
Yes. Yeah, and I want the intro that you made that had the bear growling,
with the chicken.
Oh,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. So I'm okay. Back. Every once in a while, Mitchie and I talked when he moved back to Utah that we thought it would be fun to get the gang back together, actually see our friends every once in a while.
This is the first time we've hung out since your wedding.
That's not true.
Baby shower. Baby. Oh wait, no, I didn't know about the baby.
Should we talk about the baby shower?
It's only big events, dude.
Whatever. You came to. A Christmas party here.
That's a big event, though.
Wedding, Christmas, baby shower.
How many things here? I know I live in the middle of freaking nowhere, but yeah, I invite you guys all the time.
Yeah,
we're all just busy. We're all busy.
Hey, but can I just point something out? Am I the Blues Brothers? I'm getting the band back together. Like,
yeah, dude.
Glue.
Yeah, dude.
I'm kind of. The glue.
I don't think so.
No?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
It feels like it.
Feels like it a little.
We'll
bit.
We'll give you the credit if you want it.
I just want some credit, guys.
I just love that we're sitting on my couch and my dog is straddling Josh right now, getting all the pets.
Yeah. Well, for those who haven't been around from the beginnings of the RSL show, and maybe you've been a listener of the last 3 years, there was an RSL show 1.0.
Oh yeah.
Prior that Jake started with Josh, and then Mitch came on.
Yeah.
And a time before that, we won't say the name so you can't Google search the podcast episodes, but there was even a bigger group before that. Anyways, you three guys were doing it, and then I weaseled my way in when, like,
you were 20... part of the original show, dude. We did it at my brother's house around the kitchen table, and you were there. You sold us fridges one night. Do you remember selling us fridges?
Probably.
But you also kept complaining about how crappy our audio was.
Which it was.
It was.
And it was. Because so we used to just record on one snow mic.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
In a cold basement.
Or an attic.
Or
Josh's
or
attic.
Or a hot attic.
Yeah. So the RSL show, as you guys know, it is still around. We haven't fired Alex Napolis. I don't think we plan on it.
No.
He's so good. I don't think we plan on it, he says. Hey, watch out, Alex. You better be careful.
He's always on his toes. He knows.
Is he still an intern? Did you promote him from intern yet?
I've told him he's promoted, but he likes the title of intern, so he's holding on to it.
I put some fetters up his bum last time I talked to him.
One more time?
Some feathers.
What do you,
feathers?
Is that a Dutch saying?
Yeah, it's a Dutch saying.
You put feathers
you
up his bum.
You fluffed them up.
I fluffed them up.
When I heard you say that at first, I thought you had mixed up your words. That's an actual.
That's
saying?
That's actually Dutch saying. What? Putting feathers in someone's.
Yeah, well, you've heard the term like I'm not.
Yeah, I know what a fluff. I know what a fluff.
Yeah,
is.
But that's perfect.
No,
that's like a dirty version.
No, that's a good one. That's not
your feathers. This podcast is off the rails. I'm so glad we're back.
I legit thought that was a normal American saying.
Nope, definitely not.
Anyway, I put some feathers up his bum, and he does
a good job.
No, I'm proud of the kid, man. Like, legit, he is taking.
He's taken the opportunity he's had,
exactly.
And he's ran with it.
No,
we didn't do it.
He brings a credibility that we never had to the show.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's
way smarter than all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. So if anybody's going to get fired, it's probably going to be Andy first.
No.
Dude, Andy's been trying to quit for 2 years. I haven't told you guys this, but every once in a while, I'll get a text that just says, do you want the show back?
I was getting, we were getting in trouble with the club because certain people on the podcast haven't gone to matches and in a while.
Yeah, I wonder who that certain person is. Don't look at me.
Wonder who they're talking to.
Don't look at me.
Alex is a great addition, man. I had seen the stuff that he had done with El Show RSL, and I just phoned him up one day and I said, hey, dude, like, would you be down? What are your long-term goals? And he said he wanted to do, like, broadcasting and announcing on a professional level, and I said, well, can't promise you that right now, but just join us, hang out with us, and I'll introduce you to some people at KSL.
Well, look at him now on the radio.
Yeah, and writing articles. Great articles.
Dude, I walked him around KSL, and I introduced him to everybody. It was cool.
I was with you with that.
Yeah, we were there.
That was fun. I remember when you called me, and you're like, hey, dude, I'm sick of like just you and me talking because we're not very good at it. Can we bring this kid in?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, dude, let's do it.
You called me in Portland. You're like, hey, I kind of got this idea. I want to bring another kid on. His name's Alex.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm cool
with
it.
The best thing about Alex is he's much younger than us. So when we all finally do decide to quit.
Succession planning.
Yep.
Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
Although we will be very picky as to who he picks for a co-host because a lot of you are dumb. Just kidding. Just kidding.
All right.
But no. We will be picky about it because we obviously have a very high standard.
Do we?
Yeah, very high standard.
It's just going to be my kids at one point.
That'd be cool.
Give it to the kids.
You guys aren't dumb. It was just Josh being salty and rude. Come on.
Yeah.
I give that a 2 out of 10.
Anyways, we love you guys for being here through all the changes. And now you're going to see Jake and Mitch back.
Do we want to talk about what that looks like with you guys being back?
Yeah, I think we should. We're kind of thinking about doing this once a month. Where the four of us get together with a guest or with someone else. Alex can come on, of course, as well, or fans, whatever. But yeah, we're just going to do a once a month thing and talk soccer, talk life, and other stuff.
Do we have a name for it? Did we decide?
Well, yeah, we kind of do.
Internally.
Internally.
Yeah.
The ball is round.
Brought to you by the RSL show by KSL Sports.
Andy hates it, and that makes me love it even more.
But it's a great Johan Cruyff saying, so.
Okay, yeah.
Andy doesn't know who that is. His name's not Chicharito, so he doesn't get it.
Yeah, my goal is to have Pablo sitting right there.
Well, he lives down the street.
I know, we could go knock. Dude, let's go knock on his door.
Just go prank Pablo.
Just go knock on his door. Hey, bud.
Just he opens the
we're
door.
Doing a we're doing a podcast.
Is this a standard ground state?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's one of it's us called would. It's called Castle Doctrine.
Yeah, one of us would go.
You.
Yep. Yeah. All right, so real quick, I want to say that you guys are after, you guys missed something. You guys told me that you guys were going to get like the high profile interviews, yeah, and more thought out stuff. So that's what you guys have to look forward to. Okay. You're not going to really, you know, Mitch isn't going to talk about going to a movie and watching the latest anime for 30 minutes. It's going to be some good stuff.
Yeah.
It's going to be like the JRE show, but for our
Also can't promise that I'll watch every match. So like match analysis is just going to be questionable for me.
But you'll get interviews.
Yeah, interviews are what I miss.
Yeah, and then we'll talk about, maybe we'll sum up the whole month.
Yeah.
And the three games or four games
I'll
we
watch
play.
Every match. I got
yeah,
you guys.
Me too, but.
Yeah. So that's it.
That's kind of what we're thinking about doing. So
yeah.
So the first long form thing is going to be sick.
Cool.
Yeah, let's not overpromise and underdeliver now. The first thing is going to suck.
It's going to be the worst.
Yeah. Just make sure you don't top yourself like so fast.
I feel like everybody who had never listened to the four of us on this show
is so confused.
Is probably just like, what am I listening to right now?
We're like gaining some old Jake and Mitch fans back, but losing a lot of other fans right now.
Yeah. Attrition is going to be super high.
It's fine. We're still the number one podcast in the States.
So ayo.
Top reviewed, baby.
That's right. I've seen some data. And we win. So,
all right.
I'm feeling very arrogant right now.
I
so
can tell.
If everyone's, you know, catching that vibe.
I think it's just because of the way you're laying.
Oh, I'm very comfortable. Yeah. That's probably exactly what it is.
Yeah, dude.
I'm very comfortable.
He's wearing a Hawaiian shirt with jeans. It's weird.
This is cows. How is this Hawaiian?
It's like a bun up. It looks like a Hawaiian shirt.
It's my work shirt.
Yeah.
I'm so professional.
Hey, it looks great, man.
Very professional.
Love the pastel colors. Looks great.
So let's, I just want to ask you guys real quick, okay, so we can fulfill the RSL talk that we promised so many listeners. What are you guys' thoughts on this RSL team? It's vastly different from the time that you guys were here. Different ownership, different coaches, a lot of pieces have moved. And I would say that we're doing okay. We don't have the best news right now as far as like an injured player and what that could do to dynamics.
Multiple injured players.
Okay, multiple. Dude, we jinxed it, bro, even though we knocked on wood.
Listen, this has been my concern since we started talking about the season. You can go back and listen to every single episode we've done, and I've brought this up.
Yeah, and it's always a hamstring that you talk about, too. It's weird.
Weird, right?
Yeah, weird.
Weird.
It's like we've been doing this for a long time.
It's like we know what happens.
It's like we know
seasons.
The things about Real Salt Lake. All right.
Anyways. I actually am the one that injured Marcelo.
Yeah, you did. You left the ball on the pitch.
I did. I rolled it right in front of him. Oh my god. Like, we need a hamstring to pop so I can be an oracle. Let's go.
So let's talk about it. Who wants to go first? Are you guys excited? Do you guys like what you see?
Wait.
For the new listeners, this is Jake Simons.
Hi, my name
is
Jake Simons. Long time listener, first time caller. I don't think I've been this excited about an RSL team in a long time. And very specifically because of this, like we would always talk years ago about how RSL needed to take a youth first approach. And what I see right now, not only in the academy products who are coming up, but also in the USL acquisitions that we've made, is what I've wanted to see from RSL for a long time. We know that the budget is always going to be a problem. It's always going to be hard to get players like Chicho consistently. So having one player like that is really awesome, but you need to be able to build a roster around that type of a player very effectively. So Diego Luna, Fidel Barajas, all the young guys on the defensive line, it's really impressive. What I think I'm nervous about, and I have been nervous about for 10 years, is our ability to score goals consistently. Last week was nice, but can we do it again? I think that's going to be the question mark for Real Salt Lake for me this year.
Man.
It's not just, I mean, it is mostly in the attacks. The injuries are interesting on the defensive side of the ball, but if we can figure out how to leverage all of the talent that we have in the attack, I think we could be in a really good spot. The injuries are very concerning. But it's a long season. I don't know. I'm pretty up on the team today. I think if you had asked me at about halftime on Saturday, you would have gotten a very different answer. But the performances that we've had so far, that means I wish we would have beat Colorado. Some silly mistakes in that game. But yeah, I think overall I'm pretty excited about the team.
What are the vibes like now that you, like, it's been so many years since you sat in the press box and now you're back?
It's a little different. It's different. The vibe is a little bit different. Just moving around the stadium feels different. Mm. The stadium itself looks awesome. I like the new concession stands. I like the new seating they put in there, the safe standing. And even last time when me and Josh went up on the, how do you call that, the ring? The top tier where all the concession stand is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just the
walking area?
The pavilion or
no,
something?
No, like the concourse.
The concourse. Oh. Yeah. So they put chairs up there too now, like comfortable chairs.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You can sit there.
Mm-hmm. You can sit there now.
That is different.
That does make me sad though, because I really like just standing there.
Yeah.
Like with the whole crowd. When
we had a picture with the Rocky Mountain Cup, you
yes,
and I.
Yes, we did. It's a great picture.
Exactly. Back in our youthful days.
Yeah.
When we were both 40 pounds lighter.
Yeah, a little less gray.
Oh. I pulled a gray hair out of my head yesterday, that long, just like right here.
About 6 inches?
6 inches. I'm so old.
That's cool, dude.
It's not.
I got some.
Yeah.
We're getting old.
So overall, vibes.
Different
stadium.
Vibes.
Positive, though? Positive? Like, is it feeling positive in there?
I'm so-so.
What's the feeling you get from the staff, though? Like, how's the staff?
Oh, you want to go? You really want text messages?
They're great, man. What are you talking about?
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm just saying, like, are they welcoming? They good to, happy to see you again?
Most of them are new. Most of the people
that's
don't know
true,
me.
Man. There's
I
been
do,
a big
I do like
shift.
The new crop of interns this year. The interns last year were very, like, not very personable and kind of crappy, but this year
there's been some nice ones.
This show's awesome. Just throwing everybody under the bus.
Welcome back.
Dude, there's been a lot of changes, though, man. Like,
everything changed from the top down.
Yeah, from, like, the communications, like the people that we deal with, there's new people in place, there's new interns, social media is completely different. It's way better.
So much better,
dude.
So much better.
But no, man, yeah, you're absolutely right. Like, it's big changes, and we've been talking about it, like, on the podcast in depth. Obviously we lost Elliot Fall, and there's been some cool moves made. Jake, I know you followed that closely with, like, Elliot Fall being the GM. I don't think we've gotten your thoughts on that. Did you think it was time for a shift?
Well, we're really throwing everybody on the bus.
This isn't on the bus. This is a hypothetical.
This is a real conversation.
Yeah, no.
And it's no disrespect.
No,
it's,
I'll give you what I know. Or my thoughts. I shouldn't say what I know. It had been coming for a year. And if it was going to have happened, it should have happened a year before it happened. I agree. I think leaving him on, actually, I don't know why I was thinking about this today, but I was thinking about this today. Leaving him on month to month is wild to me. And I don't know how he stayed committed and stayed engaged and still brought in really good players, was part of bringing in really good players, kind of seeing the writing on the walls. I respect Elliot so much. I think there was a general misconception amongst RSL fans about what his role was as the general manager compared to what Kurt's role is as the technical director.
Mm-hmm.
And people kind of lumped all of that responsibility onto Elliot. Elliot's job was managing the salary cap, making sure that the soccer operations of the business ran really smoothly, mm-hmm. that we stayed in not a revenue positive position, but in a good financial position against the cap.
Yep.
And he's a wizard at that. I don't think there's anyone better in this league at working the cap. So I'm a little nervous that we don't have that guy in that role anymore. But he's a good friend, so it's also hard for me to watch him go through all of that and then lose his job. So again, like, I think if they knew they were going to do it, they should have done it a year earlier.
They should have done it with the ownership change.
But, yeah, but I also don't know. I don't know that they knew what they were going to do. I still don't know that they know what they're going to do for that role.
I don't think they do.
Yeah.
I personally would have liked to see Elliot still at the club because his story is amazing.
Dude, it blows me away every time I think about it.
It's movie worthy, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Like, someone that started as an intern.
Yeah.
Worked his way all the way up to GM. Yeah.
He's like an intern, he's an like econ major. Intern is like bagging up trash and throwing it out.
Yeah. That's not a fun job.
He started in like 2006 or 2007. He started when the club was still at Rice Eccles.
So
like,
you're looking
at
a
kid.
You're pretty much also looking at a semi-pro club. So to be with a club that long and like become the GM, that's a dream.
And that's also like, we've talked about this on the show before, but he got a lot of flack under the Deloitte ownership, right?
Yeah.
Imagine what he could have done with an actual supporter, not a supporter, a supportive ownership group like he has now. We saw the moves he made immediately with the new ownership group. They were great.
Yeah.
All that blame and he got back in the day, and we were a little bit guilty as well, but that all falls on Deloitte and what's his face. I'm not even going to give the guy the credit to talk about, but.
Dude, that's still a wild story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So credit to Elliot for sticking through that crap, dude. He's I don't think I could have been the GM through that crap.
No.
Oh, you can only sign free players. What? No.
Well, and he's got a hell of a runway now. Like he's. The world is really his oyster.
Yeah, his resume is great.
Yeah, I think he wants to stay in Utah from everything I've heard.
So what is that, like 18 years with Real Salt Lake?
It's a long time.
Yeah.
I really think it was like 16 or 17 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a ridiculous amount of time. And he would tell stories about like shagging balls during practice in the early days. And he went made his way all the way up.
Didn't he hold the camera for the Javi and
Yeah, he Kyle was like show. The camera guy for the Javi and Kyle show. Wild. He just did whatever they needed him to do. What'll be interesting, I mean, this is pure speculation, but I know Jason loves him. So is there an opportunity for him to come back at a different role, potentially? I don't know. I don't know if he wants to go jump and be a GM
assistant
of like another club, or if he wants to go work for the Jazz, or if he whatever, you know, I think he'll figure it out. He'll land on his feet, and until then he's gonna golf so much and I'm so happy for
this
it.
Sounds like some insider information right here.
And he's such a nice guy too. The last home game, I went to the Park Cafe with my girlfriend and we ran into him.
Nice.
And of course he said hi, even though I haven't seen him in quite a bit. Still recognize me, still talked like nothing ever changed.
And he doesn't hate us.
I hope he doesn't.
Nah. Dude, I don't think there's anybody that actually like that sounds terrible matters at the club that hates us or ever hated us. I
can think of a couple.
Well, I mean, we definitely had some
run-ins.
Words. Oh, God.
Dude, you used to get text messages about me all the time.
Yeah, you loved to pick fights.
Yeah, you do.
I did.
Yeah, but honestly, though, the fights he picked at the time were the right fights to pick. In hindsight, if you look at what's transpired.
Which fight are we talking about? The one that he loved to pick, we're going to talk about this, the one that he loved to pick was purely out of spite.
No, it
absolutely is.
No,
there's
it's
no
not.
Way it's not out of spite.
It wasn't.
You mentioned it tonight 4 years later.
Hold on.
What are we
social media
about?
You were so upset always about social media, and it was because you didn't get that job.
I don't think that was the only reason.
I think it was the person that was doing it.
Well, yes, not wrong.
Terrible.
Awful.
And hated us.
Yeah.
The content was horrible.
The content was also, dude, that Rusnak photo shoot was like the straw that just.
Oh, I forgot.
Rusnak thirst traps. You had Justin Glad thirst traps. Like, it wasn't because of what you mentioned. It was like for 2 years we had to suffer of really like soccer content being 20% and the rest of it was just like TikTok trends.
Yeah.
Should we call that the early R&B years? Like the early 2000 R&B years? Like those pictures of Albert,
it
just
weird.
Looked like a horrible R&B.
But then
cover.
Also, like whoever was running the account, not naming names, I know fans on social media are annoying, but like they were pretty damn rude.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
yeah, they were just very unprofessional with how they talked to people. Right, it wasn't fun. It wasn't banter. It was just rude.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, but you can hide behind the.
What other fights did Andy pick?
The best one
and the
most rightful one was the treatment of Hispanic supporters.
Oh, yeah.
Of who?
Hispanic supporters.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That was a great one to fight.
Yeah, we brought it up a little bit. Yeah, that was fine. Yeah,
I can't even remember what that dude's name was right now.
Which guy?
The president.
Andy Carroll?
Yeah, that's the
one. Oh, yeah.
The fateful day at
Barney's. Dude, when Andy Carroll said to my face that Hispanics don't come because they don't serve tacos and have piñatas in the parking lot.
And they can't afford it.
The can't afford it comment, I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
They were talking to us like in confidence. And mind you, there's been a lot of conversations that have happened in confidence that we don't repeat. But that one, I was like, nah, I'm going to talk about that
especially
on the next
after,
show.
Especially after... I mean, a week later is when the Obama stuff came out, and Deloitte was in it. So it was perfect timing.
Yeah. Dude, it was fantastic.
The worst timing, the best timing.
I think it was more so, too. I just used to feud with other podcasts hard. I don't do it anymore.
Used to?
Yeah. Oh, dude, it's so much worse now.
Oh, if you think I feud? He was awful.
I was awful.
That's true. That's true.
There was a lot of shame. The amount of times I had to talk to
other
people and be like, he's joking. He doesn't really. Andy's just a mouth. He's just loud mouth
troll.
He's just a troll. I promise you, it's fine. I
promise you, he doesn't hate you.
Yeah, yeah.
But dude, they would get so personal and say things, and then I'd see them, and they're like, "Oh, hey, what's up, Andy?" Like, super cool. So
you guys gotten so days. You've sold out so hard since we left.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen,
I've matured a little bit.
I saw some comments on something like a month ago about you guys selling out, and it made me crack up.
Oh, we've been sellouts for 4 years now.
Do you remember how mad people would get if I have this very strong memory of being told that we were too easy on the team because we knew everybody, but then everybody would be like, what do you know? Who have you talked to? Yeah. Tell us everything you've heard from your sources.
You guys are so easy on the club, but like, we're literally getting text messages from people at the club being like, can you guys like not be so
take
mean?
It easy?
Yeah. Or dude, like there were months that like Trey wouldn't talk to me like 3 or 4 months at a time.
Yeah, you probably deserved that.
Yeah. Totally deserved
but
it.
But like it's funny that people thought we were being easy on the club and like that's...
Yeah.
The difference I think we always had a policy... That
we have
SOPs.
All right, tell me.
No, like we talked about this a lot. Like I would take stuff to people off the show. Yeah. If we had a problem, we would go meet with Andy Carroll or Brent Stevens or Trey or whoever else. In my opinion, this little platform podcasting thingy is mostly just for fun. If we want to get something done, we're gonna go talk to the people. Yeah, I just didn't see any point in being loud online. If we have this sounds shitty, or crap, this sounds terrible, but we had the connections to go have the conversations, so we just go have the conversations.
Yeah.
And we still do, right? Yeah. We still do. But the other thing that I think bothers people is that even when we are negative, right, I'm pretty bad at this, but I still like to find like what was good there.
Yeah.
And I always say, if I'm wrong, I'll fully admit it.
Yeah.
And that's just how we operate.
We're just not keyboard warriors.
Yeah, man. I think there's a difference between disagreeing, calling out some problems, giving some facts, and then there's the hard line of like, okay, you don't make things personal. You're not talking somebody. And for the longest time, a lot of our listeners or people who have other podcasts, like they wanted us to go full in and just say like these super degrading things or like kind of conform to that, and because we wouldn't, then that's when they would say, oh well, you guys are friends of the podcast, or you know, friends of the club, or
you guys are
in bed with the club. But it's like, no man, like I don't think we've ever, I don't know, have we held back like significantly ever?
I don't think so either,
but I think we did, like I think we did it in a smart way. I don't think we're that smart, but like we did it in a polite way that we got at people on the podcast.
Yeah, but the purpose of the podcast was never like not to target people.
No,
it's just
right. Like
we're giving out our stupid fan opinions.
Yeah, drive awareness, talk about the game, maybe share some news and insights, but have fun. That was it. Like,
we're critical, but we're not like
critical, but fair.
We're not there to hurt people.
Yeah, no, man. We're here just to have fun, talk a little crap. Again, like we're not going to go crazy off the wall unhinged. I think that's why we have the relationships that we do with the club now. And that's why we have the relationship, with KSL. And it gives us like that exclusive access and this ability to go and do everything and keep the show going strong.
Some insight, though, for those of you who think we sold out and KSL's made us soft. KSL likes it when we go in a little bit. So
yeah.
Well, most of the shows that...
They've never listened to a show. But that's they do listen. True. But, dude, like, they've never, even in the most, like, sour feuds ever, have I ever gotten a message from the higher ups there saying, hey, take this down, or hey, change that, or if we let some swear words go through or whatever. Like, no one there has ever messaged us and say, hey, knock it off.
Hi, Nate.
Till fantastic. Till we post this episode.
Yeah, this is gonna be the one.
You guys are cut.
Yeah,
we don't want those two guys back.
Josh just said it's the number one podcast in the state.
Well,
soccer podcast in the state.
Number one soccer podcast in the state.
Let's go.
As far as I know, we're number two on KSL. So,
Under who?
Hans
Cold.
those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I love those guys.
But they're on the radio.
Yeah, they're on the radio. It's unfair, but
I could be wrong. But that's just what a little bird told me. But I'm gonna roll with it.
Yeah.
Get paid. Get that money.
So, what are you guys most excited about in being back and having your own little platform? the quotation mark. I'm just teasing. What are you guys most excited about to, you know, bring back on a monthly basis? You go first, Mitch.
I just want to bring back a good conversation about soccer. I kind of miss that. Like, leaving Salt Lake, I realized, like, how important this club kind of is to me in a weird way.
Oh,
what?
My goodness.
What?
Well, I don't know if it's...
Hold up.
Okay.
Words I never thought I'd hear.
No, I don't know if that's the right word. Maybe it's just how much soccer means to me.
But you had the Timbers.
It's not the same because I don't have you guys.
Exactly.
Wow. Because if you think about it, I met Josh through pickup games. Yep. I met Jake through pickup games.
Who took you to those pickup games?
Beto.
Come on, man. I was hoping you were going to save me.
No, and you did. I brought you for the first time. I remember that. I used to bring you. But no, you know, like, soccer has always been a thing with us. And, like, whenever we see each other, we talk soccer and we talk other stuff. And that's kind of what we want to do with this show, where we talk soccer and we talk all this stuff.
Friendship. So
live,
they brought you onto the podcast initially because, like, you know, your soccer, you're obviously from Netherlands, Holland.
He almost forgot
the best city in the Netherlands. You gotta say
and
the
best city. And you almost said Belgium.
I almost said Rotterdam. Yeah, it is. It's Rotterdam.
From.
Yeah,
what's
the other club that you
don't even say it?
Okay,
you're okay.
So he gives.
We're playing him Sunday, and this whole week nobody can
so
talk
Mitch
about them.
Mitch has like that little European touch. He's ahead of everyone in the US. Like, he's in the know. He knows supporter culture. He knows the game. So that's what he has to offer on this podcast for the new people that may not know Mitch. Okay.
Is that what I offer?
Yeah, dude. That's why they brought you on.
I thought it was just for jokes.
Yeah.
Diversity.
I was the diversity hire. Yeah, dude.
And now we have Alex. Now I'm back to not
Isn't
being
that crazy?
Minority
Minorities literally outnumber you now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's like real life.
Jake, what are you most excited about? And you don't have to get so touchy emotional like Mitch did.
Interviews. One of the things that I think the RSL show evolved into as we were doing it years ago was a platform to interview people who didn't really have an opportunity to get interviewed.
Yep. Like, it wasn't the biggest names.
No. Like, yeah. I loved having Dan Farns on to talk about the field.
My favorite episode.
So good. The way he talks about Toro lawnmowers, awesome.
Yeah. Dude, honestly, him and Iraq have been my two favorite interviews.
I love that kind of stuff. Tyler coming on to talk about the jerseys.
Yeah.
All of the times we had Trey on. Dunny coming on. Like all Bama. Of those moments.
Dryden.
Bama coming on. Dryden coming on.
Taryn
multiple
Armando.
Times.
Armando.
Yeah. We had a ton of people. It was
we
a
got
lot of
Beckerman
fun.
Once.
Yeah, we did. On the phone. But
on the phone.
Can I drop a massive name?
Yeah.
Benny Fellhaber.
We did have Benny Fellhaber.
That episode was crazy.
Maybe the most intimidating interview I've ever done.
Nicest
one of
guy
my
we've
ideas.
So nice.
One of my ideas for this interviews that we're gonna these interviews we're gonna do, I would love to interview players from other teams
love
more
it.
Often.
Yeah. And we can generally make that happen.
Can you imagine interviewing Drew Moore?
Love it.
Or Harrington.
Also, yes.
The guy we booed for every club he played for.
Let's do it.
But back to other interviews. I mean, we formed great friendships with players through interviews like Jack Blake, Nate Munoha. Like, it's been cool, man.
Dude, the craziest thing out of all of this, dude, I went to go work for freaking MLS for three years.
You worked for the league.
It's crazy.
You've been in the vicinity of Messi.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I went to go film
Messi.
We've
been in the vicinity of Zlatan.
Oh, yeah. I remember that day.
Dude. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that makes this fun, right? For me, the game, like rehashing the game over and over again, it's not as fun. I want to talk to people about not soccer stuff. Like when we talked to Nedim about music.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah. I want to get to know players as humans.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah. We don't want, like, if we get an interview, we don't want to get your stereotypical, you know, your media prepped answers. Like, we want to get real. We want to get real.
We have a bag full of ideas that we just cut out because we don't want them to get stolen. And then we also want to shout out our longtime partner and friend, Sean Miller of the Park Cafe, official sponsor.
Yeah. Sean A.
The RSL show owns the Park Cafe, for you guys that didn't know. And we're going to start putting some more stuff up there. Actually, I've got something that I'm going to try.
Oh, do you?
Did you talk to him about it yet?
Not yet. Sean, if you're listening to this, call me.
he listens to every show.
Call me, Sean. Call me on the phone.
Dude, Sean, that text I sent you about the thing in May, let me know if you can go. That's all I'm going to say to him.
Oh, for Sean?
It's not soccer related, but I'm just reminding you, Sean, that I want you to go.
I went there with my some of my family that was visiting, and dude, he's such a good guy. Yeah. Gave me a big hug. I had some family members that like don't speak English because they're like literally from Mexico. And Sean stood me up and he's like, LS, mi mejor amigo. So it's same best friends. I'm sorry, guys.
Love it.
I'm just saying.
Well earned.
To you guys, Sean and I, we're best friends.
Yeah, well earned.
Sean, you hear that? We're best friends. Call me. Anyways, it's good to have you guys back. You guys are such an intricate part of the show. The founders, undoubtedly.
Intricate part?
What's intricate? Integral?
We're also intricate. That's fine.
We're all old. Dude, on the last show, if you guys are unaware, I said I was talking about the head coach, and I said Pecky.
Yeah, dude,
so that amazing. Wasn't the only thing he said though. That was the one he didn't catch.
I said some other stuff, but we're losing our marbles. We're older, but we're here. We're back, and hopefully this will be fun for y'all.
Now let's talk about center back depth, huh?
You wanna?
No.
Problematic.
Just the thought, and this is no shade towards Eric Holt. I mean, it is a little bit.
He has an amazing beard these days.
Oh, his beard looks great.
So good.
But as center back three right now, that's nerve-wracking, dude.
Pass.
Nerve-wracking. And Trey will argue, like, oh, he's a great passer. You know, but no. Good player, not CB3 player. MLS has grown out of him.
Yeah, you and I used to talk about this all the time. But if a guy can't make the 18, he shouldn't be like stepping into a position on the starting roster. I would almost rather a Monarchs player come up.
Someone that's been getting minutes.
Somebody that's been getting minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and again, this is just
he's good for a shift, but he's good for a really awesome mistake and potentially a red card at any time.
But the thought of and it's not just Holt, right? Like, Ojeda's gone down maybe, potentially. Not long-term, but, you know, injury concerns. Katranas already, some injury concerns. I'm terrified if Chicho gets hurt. Julio's having some injury concerns. So, like, that's right down the spine.
Feels like yet another MLS season where we don't have a long enough preseason. We start the games when it's too cold. And training in this kind of weather, especially in Utah, leads to soft tissue injuries.
Yep. But it's also the concern of proper backups.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a concern. Now, I think Palacio can fill in for Ojeda if needed, right? I don't want to see another Monarchs player try that.
Nope.
Oviedo can fill in left back just fine, but, you know, who's going to step in for Julio? If something does happen to Glad or Vera, right?
Trouble.
Who's CB3 now?
Trouble.
You have Lambert out on loan. I'd rather them recall him right now.
Recall him, yeah.
So, but, you know, I'm just armchair GMing, worrying way too much. But I think they're valid valid worries.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Who excites you the most on the roster right now, both of you guys?
That's a tough one.
To be honest, the two new guys.
No, just pick one, though.
Crooks.
I think I agree with Mitch.
I love Crooks, dude. I think that dude has a presence on the ball that I have not ever seen at RSL. Yep. His quick passes, just the way he moves on the field, it's really good. It's really good. Yeah, he's my guy this season.
I really do feel like once he gets his first goal, he's just gonna start banging him in.
He almost had like two on Saturday.
He's so close.
I wish we could get four more players like him.
I would. Oh, dude, and we've talked about how many times, like, raiding the championship for these guys.
Well, it helps when the team is having a fire sale and getting rid of every player.
Sure, but, like, that happens every year.
Should.
Yeah.
Should.
Every year it happens, right? That's how we got Ojeda.
Yeah.
I think since I started on the podcast, I've always been saying, like, hey, let's start scouting in a championship.
Yeah.
I know those plays can be a little bit expensive, but...
Dude, League 2.
We have to. League 2.
Top half of League 2.
Yeah, get some players from that. Experience. They play in a tough league.
A physical league like MLS.
Yeah.
Or League One, I guess.
Yeah. League we don't One want is League what two. I meant. We don't want League Wrexham, two. Guys. No. Sorry, Wrexham.
Not yet. Paul Mullen in the... No, he's getting
He's old. Too old.
But, yeah, no, I'm... I love watching Crooks.
Oh, yeah, I would take Lee all day
long. I would
long.
Take Lee all day long. Yeah, he's old from too. Wrexham. He's, dude, that I'd still guy take can him. Ball.
That would, like... Dude, if Ryan Smith was... If he could make it happen, if he could, like... get some kind of relationship going with Wrexham. We loan some of our guys there, vice versa.
That would not be bad.
Would not be bad.
I'll talk to Ryan.
There you go. Yeah you let him know.
Yeah,
let
him
know. Which Ryan? Ryan Smith or Ryan Reynolds?
I can't.
You'll find out.
That was quick.
I can't say. I can't you're, say, but.
You, yeah, no brain fog from the dude over there.
I know peeps in Hollywood.
he actually does.
You really no, do, dude. You used to live in Malibu, bro.
Yeah.
Malibu, tank. Malibu's most wanted under any movie.
Did.
Yeah, dude.
He used to chill, dude. He used to like
take look at out. How uncomfortable he is talking about it, though.
He used to take out $10,000 horses for a ride.
Hung out with Emma Stone all the time.
Yeah.
You were there.
Yeah, I went to Del Mar Derby.
Yeah, but did you meet Mitt Romney with me?
I've met Mitt Romney, but not with you, okay. No.
Yeah, you met him at a wedding.
He looked like a skeleton without makeup, dude. It was crazy. Yeah. It was crazy.
He's all a nice right. guy, though.
Yeah, nice guy. Boys are back in town. Boys are back in town. I said the boys are back in town. The boys
are back in
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.